Good morning, Tracy.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, dear, so much for consenting to do this. I know it takes some time out of your weekend, but I really, really appreciate it and look forward to this little interview. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't always the case.
No. You know.
That was not always the case.
No. Well, I started seeing you about 5 months ago.
And how? How did you come to see me?
Well, I was seeking out, to feel better about my health, and I had some issues, and it's tough out there to get information, and with all the products and everything, it's almost next to impossible to know what to take or not to take and how to feel better. And so I had heard you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first exposure, and I, it was interesting to me. So then I went to one of your workshops.
You did.
And that was very informative, and I really got captured when you were talking about providing a roadmap, for myself, for my issues. And I thought, that's it, because that's the hard thing is there's no map to guide you through diet, taking of supplements, what do you take? So that's what really captured me in your workshop. And then having, that description and kind of a demonstration of the response testing. So I read your book and decided to pursue the evaluation, and there it started.
Wow. And so what were the if you wouldn't mind sharing, because this is part of the deal. What were the things you were looking to change about your health?
Well, I am in menopause.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my mid-50s, so one of the major symptoms of that, and that's been going on like 8 years, but are hot flashes.
Indeed.
And, they just don't seem to ever go away, and it's constant, and it's like anywhere from, for me, it's anywhere from maybe 10 to 20 a day.
Wow.
And I had weight gain from that. My energy level was low. And I also have plantar fasciitis in my left foot.
That's right.
Yeah. So that was another issue. But, you just get to that point that you're seeking out to find, healthy, natural ways to, remedy those issues. And it's really tough out there to find what's going to work.
Had you, Tracy, tried other things? Had you tried utilizing supplements on your own? Had you tried other types of natural therapies of any sort? Or was it just you were stymied, you were kind of deer in the headlights, you didn't know?
All of the above. I had tried. You hear different things and see different things of this works, so you go out and you look at it and you try it. And
like what?
Primrose oil.
Okay, so you were trying different. Yeah, you were trying some of the natural supplements. Yeah. Primrose oil. Was there anything else, such as soy, perhaps?
Well, I did. I did go down the soy route, and then the more you kind of hear things, of course, you have the internet at your fingertips.
Indeed.
To start researching, but then it's like, oh no, don't do soy. So it's all very confusing.
Yeah,
it is. It just gets you to the point where you're so sick and tired, but you just don't know what to do next.
And I think that's that is exactly the key. It's the confusion. It's and even for me as a practitioner, having studied in many places of the world to accumulate the skills and the knowledge that I have.
Right.
It didn't help me when I was 45. I mean, you know my story. At least you've
right.
read about it.
Yes.
I was almost dead. I mean, I was my health had totally crashed, and And I was scratching my head as well. And I was actually helping other people get well.
Right.
As a profession.
Right.
So yeah, the confusion and you know, and how to create with certainty, how to create that roadmap, huh?
Exactly. Well, I tell you, the roadmap that through your evaluation that you laid out for me was, I mean, it's been wonderful, you know, what you are having me do diet-wise. Of course, I've always felt diet is so important, what you put in your body and, you know, and it has effects on your body and you know, so it's important to put good things in your body.
You knew it was important, but you didn't realize really.
No.
How important?
No. No, I didn't do it, but, you know, I was still doing stuff that, you know, I have ultimately was not helping me.
Such as what?
Well, soy would have been huge. That does me no favors.
But that's big, though.
It is big.
I mean, that's because this is the huge push, especially for women who are struggling with menopause.
Right.
I mean, you're told even by professionals.
Right.
Even by the people, you know, God bless them. But some of my colleagues are still pushing soy because, you know.
Right.
And it turns out that nothing could be farther from the truth for most people.
Right. And for me, and when I started really looking at soy as, okay, if I'm going to eliminate soy out of my diet, from in my environment, which was huge, I went through my house and just cleaned out so much product that had soy in it.
That you didn't know about?
I didn't know about.
Like what?
Lotions, anything that you put on your skin, cleaning products, candles. I couldn't believe how much soy is in candles that you burn. I don't burn a lot of candles, but, you know, still, it was just like, oh my gosh, you know. So I just started vamping through the my house, just, you know, replacing it with products that I know now are, you know, healthier, better, you know, don't have soy. So, you know, that's, and it's actually simplified.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes.
Isn't it? I mean, and that's of course part of your individualized roadmap.
Right.
You know, part of what we call your individualized nutritional healing program.
Right.
Is you've got to find those things and it's about constructing an environment that enables your body to do something that we call regulate. Now you know what that is now.
Yeah, I didn't before. Yeah, I was amazed when I got on the program and changed, you know, I was going through, and it takes a period of time, you know, are going through these changes where you're eliminating things and adding things. But, you know, I, like within a week after taking the supplements.
Yeah, the standard process stuff that we use. Yeah,
the food-derived supplements, which are awesome. I mean, immediately, like within a week, I mean, I felt my, you know, my bladder functioning better and doing what it needs to do where it really wasn't. And, you know, that was very noticeable right off the bat. And just that these vitamins, you know, how it used to be some vitamins, you take them and then you're feeling sick. But these were like a meal. These were good. I didn't have any effects of not feeling good. I felt good. I felt like every time I take my vitamins, I feel like, you know, that's a meal really in itself and feel good.
And that's the difference between synthetic products and whole food products. And beyond that, the standard process being the whole food products. Beyond that, though, identifying with specificity to you.
Exactly.
Those food products.
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know, any old food product.
Right.
And that's something you learned.
Exactly.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
For that, because it's been, for 5 months, it's been wonderful. And don't take my supplements away from me.
Never.
And then, of course, I, in your evaluation, had me cut out grains and sugars.
For you.
For me.
Right.
And that was a good thing. And I was, you know, amazed at how much sugar is in everything. And I, you know, at first I thought, oh, that's going to be tough, you know. I work actually in the dental field. And,
yes, you do.
I do. And, of course, it's one of the worst places for having sugar around.
Isn't that terrible? Well, is that ironic or what?
No. So, but once I, you know, you make this commitment, I'm going to do this. And you do it. And I really, literally, I had my cravings for it, especially for sugar. I mean, like a couple days or something, I kind of craved a few things. But really, ultimately, and then taking the grains out, I really didn't have cravings for those things.
Was that surprising to you?
Yes.
How come?
Because I thought, you know, I've been eating this stuff forever. And I thought, wow, in my head, I was thinking, how can I not eat this stuff and not, you know, because I just felt like, oh, I'm going to crave it all the time. But, you know, I didn't. And I can sit right next to a bowl of candy and not have any.
Is there aren't there little whispers, though, little smoke coming from it saying, eat me, eat me?
Yeah, I walk through a grocery store and it's there. The aisles are just screaming at you.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that one of the things too, Trace, that was just so so much of a surprise. And that was beginning to take a serious look at what you were putting in your mouth, what you were purchasing, and then what you were putting in your mouth.
Right.
And then to realize that, you know, this stuff is counterfeit food.
Exactly.
It's not food. It couldn't be food.
Right.
Why?
Because... Well, you know, it's pretty much all of that stuff that, you know, the sugar stuff and all that. I mean,
right.
It has no nutritional value. It's pretty much they make, I believe, make money off of selling that stuff.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, so it's, you just, once you kind of realize, you know, as a consumer that, you know, it's not good for you and I don't want to spend my money on it. And, you know, it's just, pretty much I make those choices for myself.
And when you stop spending your money on that, then spending your money on things like organic produce or,
exactly,
you know, whole fresh foods is not that big a leap, is it?
No, it isn't. And I, you know, I work also, I have another job at Costco. So, you know, just looking through,
oh my gosh,
that store. And I love Costco, don't get me wrong.
Hey, I do too. I buy lots of bulk sort of, yeah, different things like paper and, you know, office supplies and things like that. But oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's been interesting.
I mean, you know, you watch families come out of there just, I mean, piled high with,
yeah. Yeah,
I'm not going to specify, but you and I both know what,
we
and I'm
do.
Sure many of our listeners know it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what that is, and it's just, it's such a waste.
I know.
And go ahead,
Paul. I wanted to say too, with this diet.
Yeah.
I have always felt satisfied. I have not felt ever like in diets. I've tried diets, you know, in my past, lots of them, and, you know, you always kind of get that hungry feeling, and I'm not satisfied, but I've never felt hungry. Like, I didn't get, you know, nutrition, or I didn't get satisfied from what I'm eating, and, you know, so that was nice.
And it's also a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, because the, and as it turns out, there's, you know, there's a reason behind that. I mean, people not feeling satisfied, and it's a common sense reason, really.
Right.
Just common sense.
Yeah.
It's that what they're putting in their mouth, well, isn't satisfying the nutritional needs of their particular body.
Yes, exactly.
So go ahead.
It's been wonderful. I'm very, very pleased with the results. You know, during this 5 months, journey, and it'll continue because it is a life change.
It's a lifestyle change.
It is.
Yeah. If you want to change a lifestyle, you got to change. If you want to change your life, you got to change a lifestyle. And if you change,
you know, there's wonderful foods out there. You know, some people just buy the same old stuff all the time or whatever. But there's, you know, you start looking and, you know, you're out there, you know, looking at your diet and what you're going to eat and what you're going to buy and eat and all that. And I mean, there's just some really wonderful.
We're going to talk some more about that, Trace. You'll hold on, won't you?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. Just hold on.
Okay.
And because we got to take a break. It's okay. Radio time.